Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You don't have to let the devil rule over your life.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that it came. Yes, I am.
He came to seek and save the lost.
That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home, right there in your job, right there. Right there in that jail cell, he came to seek to save the lost. I don't care what you've done, I don't care where you've been. I came to let you know today that that's why he came. Yes, he did. He came to seek and save the
lost. Good evening, and thank you, and welcome to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Benton. I just want to say thank you for tuning in with me on this evening. I hope that you can hear me. There's nobody in the chat room right now, so I need to know if you can hear me. I have some new equipment, so I just want to make sure that you are able to hear me. Please call someone, text someone, and tweet someone. Let them know that we are on the air live right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if this is your first time joining, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family where we talk about some of the struggles, some of the obstacles, some of the battles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. Then we go down deep and we deal with the residue that flows from these issues, those unseen things, the root of it all. So let's talk. Please get your pen and your paper, so that you may write down some important things that I would like to share with you, some tools to help you gain victory against all the odds. So let's get to the root of the matter on this evening. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against. AGAINST_U@yahoo.com. You may email me if you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have an e-bite, if you want me to come to visit you to do a talk on your women's program, your rainbow tea, your women's breakfast. I'll be more than happy to do that. Or if you just so desire to contact me for prayer or any issue of concern, you may contact my confidential voicemail at 641-715-3900, extension 343-658-pound. Again, that's 641-715-3900, extension 343-658-pound. If you desire to sow a seed, or if you would like to be a sponsor, I am looking for sponsors, or write me, you can do so at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. Again, that's P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. So let's talk. Grab your pen, grab your paper, We're getting ready to go in the trenches. On last week, we talked about the devastating effects of bitterness and what bitterness does. On last week, we talked about the horrible effects of bitterness and how it hinders your relationship and how it opens doors to other things, the enemy, and how it physically makes you sick. Some of the sicknesses that we endure is because of bitterness. That was something to share. And we're going to go a little bit deeper on tonight. I went to the Father and I asked him, what would we talk about? And he said, let's continue. So my instructions is we're going to pull up another root tonight. That root is called rejection. So get your pen and your paper as we talk about the spirit of rejection. As it relates to also, we're still talking about abuse and the obstacles that we've had in our life, child abuse, sexual abuse. And we're going to tie this in with rejection, the spirit of rejection. Rejection can be defined as the sense of being unwanted. You desire people to love you, and yet you believe they do not, or they cannot. You want to be part of a group, but you feel excluded. Have you ever felt that way? Like you were trying to fit in? You were that square in a circle, or trying to fit that square in a circle and just wasn't fitting? Somehow you're always on the outside looking in, trapped, unable to do what you desire most, or caged. Only being able to have freedom as it relates to the circumference of the cage, the only the room that the cage is the size of the cage, you just only have movement and freedom only in the circumference of that cage. You can't do any more than that cage, those bounds, those bars will allow you to. Proverbs 7:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit does the bone. Now, the word rejection simply means refuse to accept, really. That's what it really means. When we say that someone has a spirit of rejection, it really means that that person feels like he or she is unloved. Have you ever felt unloved? You know, during your hardship, during your obstacles, you know, were you abused, you felt unloved because the person that you thought was responsible for you, that person that was supposed to love you, that caregiver, that parent, that uncle, that person who was supposed to love you unconditionally rejected you or unwanted. Unwanted. Unwanted would be that child, that small person, that person who perhaps you or someone you know or you've heard was put in foster care. That child will feel like they was wanted. What did they do that you don't want me anymore? These, I'm just throwing out a few things to you or denied. Perhaps you know someone or you felt that way at times. You felt denied or ignored or neglected. Proverbs 15:13 says that a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. And we don't want our spirit to be broken. Can we recover? I asked you this question on last week. Can you recover? And the answer is yes, you can. Yes, I can. Yes, they can. We can recover. Proverbs 17:22 says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly, meaning it makes no sense. And then Proverbs 18:14 says that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? That is the question. And when I read that particular scripture, it reminds me of Job. It reminds me of Job. Job in particular, Job 1, starting at the 20th verse, and it says, Job stood up and tore his robe in grief because his spirit was broken. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. Aren't we all? The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. We must not blame God when we are going through. Remember, we talked about the spirit of bitterness, and we talked about how sometimes our going through is, one, not for us, and two, it's to make us strong. Now, the end point of spirit of rejection is wound. If you're wounded, the spirit of rejection leads to an injury upon someone, and it is the worst of all wounds. And when it is not allowed to heal in time, it can expressly open ways to invade that person's foundation. And what I'm really saying in a nutshell is we become infected. When we don't tend to the wound in the natural, then what happens? It becomes infected. Well, what does that infection look like when we talk about rejection? That is a question. Hope you got the pen and your pencil. Loneliness. Rejection, of course. Self-pity. Misery. Depression. Despair or hopelessness. It can lead to death, and it also can lead to suicide. You know, I did an extensive 4-part series on suicide. So in your own leisure, please go out and look at that 4-part series on suicide, and you'll be blessed, I promise you. Get pen and paper, because it's really detailed in how to deal with the spirit of suicide. So the primary result of rejection is the ability to receive love from others and to communicate love to them. So remember, I did give and take, serve and return. So that's exactly what this is. This is an example of serve and return. And again, it is the ability to receive love from others, okay, and to communicate love to them, serve and return. That is why rejection is one of the greatest hindrance to divine love. Love, fruit of the Spirit, it is the first one. God works in our lives to bring us to the knowledge of divine love. So now, when one is wounded, many abnormalities can take place upon someone. Remember last week we talked about what bitterness brings upon you physically when we do not address this root, the root that is underground, that which we cannot see, which is going on underground. Those unseen roots give supply, give life to the things that are manifested on the surface. We talked about the tree. The tree has roots. We don't see the roots. We see the manifestation of whatever that was planted, whether it be an apple tree, an orange tree, bananas, whatever that thing is. The manifestation is what we do see. Okay, so what would those abnormalities be? Those roots that we can't be, that we cannot see. I'm sorry. So again, though, when the wound is not taken care of, it brings about abnormalities or sickness, unstable in our behavior. We become opinionated. We have an attitude. Then we've got the physical ailment, which can also arise as a result of the spirit of rejection. Like, what would one of those obvious ones be? A heart attack, because we have heartache. Not only do we have heartache, we have sight ache as well. We have hypertension, because we know that blood is about life, you know, the blood of life. So we would have hypertension, stroke, mental problems, which would be your sight ache, and then stroke. And then there are many others, but for the sake of time, we just kind of tackled a few of them. Also, when love is denied to anyone from the normal channels of life, which would be like our parents, our spouse, our well-wishers and our friends, our teachers, and for the believers, the church, and just society as a people, African-American people, for example, you know, our society, when we are denied, it brings about and leads to wounds as well. Such wounds would certainly heal if we do what? They will heal. Remember I said, can you recover? Yes, you can. How do we recover? We learn how to love. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about to forgive or not to forgive. Well, we recover because we learn how to love. We learn how to, number two, forgive and forget. Because remember, we talked about the level of forgiveness. The last level of forgiveness is to forgive as if it never happened. Not to forgive, to be forgiven, or to forgive because it's a command to forgive. But to get to the place where we forgive in our heart. Because we can forgive with our mouth and still not trust someone. We can forgive in our mouth and in our head, but in our heart, we really don't trust that person anymore. We have the ability to forgive in our heart. And that's exactly what this is talking about. And when we get there, then we can be Christ-like. It is a process. And I'm not saying that to condemn anyone, because I myself have to be included, not leaving myself out. And if perhaps we allow such wounds to remain unattended, it becomes infected. I said that earlier. Or it leads to frustration. We become frustrated because that infection has settled down in our heart, in our being. So the spirit of rejection usually leads to two factors. One is the fear of rejection, and the other one is self-rejection. The fear of rejection, in addition to the basic spirit of rejection, there will be fear of rejection because someone has rejected before. The person with the spirit of rejection becomes fearful of close relationships in which he or she could experience further hurt. So such a person is afraid to accept the love of others and would like to be alone. Have you ever been in a place where you were afraid to reach out and let your guard down because of fear of rejection? And what comes to mind is walls. We put up walls. Instead of being the repairer of the breach, if you allow me to say that, or be the bridge, in other words, we put up walls. Well, what does walls do? Walls cause us to be divided. We do not need to be divided, but we need to be united instead. He or she does things to repel others so that they don't come too close enough to hurt or him or her again. So as he or she considers everyone trying to come closer, they think of that person as a hurt hunter. So Psalm 129 and 4 is that threefold cord that's not easily broken. The Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the cord of the wicked. Now, the second one is self-rejection. Self-rejection is the state when the person feels he or she is rejected by others or will decide that there is certainly something wrong with oneself that is making others not like him or her. Then such a person will turn his or her thoughts inwardly and begin to hate oneself for what he or she is, and also shout or cry to the Lord always, or, oh God, why is me? Now, this reminds me, when we talk about abuse, sexual abuse in particular, because we want to know what's wrong with us. You know, so we begin to have self-rejection because we feel like something is wrong. Why are we broken? We are broken. Something's wrong with me. And that is not what we were designed for. That's not how we were created. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. And then Psalms 31, 1 through 3 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily, or deliver me quickly. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemy and from them that persecute me. Amen. So we have help. We have help. We don't have to be bound by self-rejection. We don't have to go around thinking that there is something wrong with us. But we need to be able to look in the mirror. I was ministering to a young lady last night, and I asked her, why does she not smile? She couldn't give me an answer. She said, I don't know. And I gave her simple instructions, and those simple instructions was to go in the mirror and look at yourself and smile and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am special. I am somebody in Christ. It was simple. It wasn't deep. It's not hard. Smile and tell yourself you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, if we're fearfully and wonderfully made and we serve a God that is perfect and we are created in his image, then we can't operate in self-rejection because that doesn't line up with what God created us to be. The next one is rebellion. The spirit of rejection also gives rise to another major spirit called rebellion. When this occurs, a psychiatric problem called schizophrenia begins to develop its root upon that person. Again, this is the manifestation of operating or being subjected to or living in or having the mindset of rejection or being rejected. So when we talk about the reason for rejection, of course, you know, we have issues, and this is what Victory Against All Odds is all about, talking about the issues of life. So reasons why we feel that we've operated in rejection, we know someone who is rejected, or we've been rejected. I'm just going to go over a few for time's sake. I'm going to go over just a few highlights, and I'm not going to cover everything, but some of the stated reasons given are the legal spiritual grounds for the spirit of rejection that attacks us as a being, as a people, as a person, as an individual. Unwanted conception is one. Unwanted conception, when any given child in your womb, in their womb, in her womb, was consequently given birth to, especially if the spirit of rejection was formally pronounced upon that child or that person, that gave rise for the spirit of rejection to operate upon the life of such a person. Clear example are children born after planned or attempted abortions, children conceived in what we call lustful acts, children that were conceived in fornication, children that were conceived in adultery, children that were conceived in rape and sexual assault, which is what we're really kind of dealing with here, children that were conceived too close to the birth of a previous child, meaning that the parents were already had children and really didn't plan to have another one so soon. For those of you who are in the body of Christ, we call that rejection of from the womb. So from the womb, some are under rejection. And then, of course, we can tailor off of that rejection from the father, rejection from the mother, rejection from the womb. So if we go to Psalm 71, 5 through 7 and 13, it says, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continuously of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonored that seek my hurt." That is as clear as it can get. Go back and study that. That is as clear as it can get. The other reason for rejection, and I'm not going to expound too much. I've got about 27 minutes left, and there may be some people who may want to ask questions. Victim of circumstances, anything that leads to a total deprivation of love or care can give rise for an open door for that spirit of rejection to operate, especially to children. Those are the innocent ones. Unwanted child, trauma, physical problems. One of the greater ones that sometimes we see is when we have a child that was born by trauma, a genetic deformation, or a child that was born with Down syndrome or whatever that particular thing may be. Victims of abuse, victims of abuse either within the home or the family, the church, society, these are reasons for rejection. And I'm not going to, you know, go into very much detail because I want to really kind of get to the remedies to this. So I want to give you the tools to help us overcome, and that's what I really want to focus on. How do we know the signs of rejection? How do we know? Well, remember, we said roots are the invisible. It's the lifeline to that which we do see that comes up out the ground. The manifestation of what we do see, the roots are the hidden things that we are exposing. The manifestation of those things come in the form of bitterness. And if we are shy and timid, withdrawn, having an inferiority complex, being self-rejected. Now, one of the most common ones is if you have the spirit of discernment, you can hear it. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you hear them talking, eventually it will expose itself, because what's on the inside certainly shall come forth. So if we don't check these things in time, they lead to a serious state by something such as drugs, illicit sex, alcohol, attempted suicide, abuse to our children, you know, just being surly, if you allow me to say it that way. And remember, we said that The spirit of rejection will cause you not to want to be close to anyone. So you repel people so that you don't, because you're operating in the spirit of fear. And fear is the main root. We're doing the extensions of the main root. We'll get to fear itself, which is the main root. We will get that to that one as well. Mental breakdown, suicidal thoughts, unforgiveness to those that reject you or them or her or him. Now, we talked about unforgiveness. Retaliation attempts to those who considered as our enemies. And we certainly don't want to do the retaliation because that is his mindset, the Lord. He will repay. Now, I do have a guest in the guest room, and I want to just make sure that you can hear me. So if you can, if you would be so kind to let me know that you can hear me clearly, I would appreciate it, guest 3180. Now, let's talk about remedies for spirit of rejection. And I want you to get a pen, because we want to kill this root. We've exposed it in various forms. And now let's talk about how we remedy this problem. How do we pull this root up, and how do we kill it? Well, one, we have to be honest and open and admit that this is truly a spirit that we have hidden, that we have covered up with dirt. And we need to uncover it and expose it to the light. Pull it up so we can kill it. All right. So remedies of the spirit of rejection simply means that what should be done in order for it to be done away with. Some of the basic remedies are, of course, if you are in the body of Christ, you definitely want to pray. Prayer is one of the tools that we have as a body of believers. So we definitely need to pray. We need to repent. And we need to ask God to forgive us for operating in the spirit of rejection. Well, let's say you're not in church. What are you going to do if you don't believe in the Bible or the Lord? What are you going to do? You still need to seek help, because rejection is just that. It doesn't matter who you are. It operates the same. So you need to go and find someone, a counselor. Remember, I gave you all basic tools when we were talking about the various tags and issues of life, whether it be sexual abuse, suicide, substance abuse, or child abuse. If you still have the spirit of rejection attached to you, you still need help. So we have help within. We still are going to talk about the tears. You have the help that you have. You're able to write those things down. Be honest is the most important part that I can stress to you, is that you need to be honest with yourself, and you need to seek help, whether that be a pastor, a counselor, whoever that person is that can offer you some beneficial help. Okay. So that means you need to keep your appointment, whether that be your pastor, your psychiatrist, whomever that person is. You need to reconcile all and love all humans being equal, just as you love yourself, according to Romans 12 and 9. That means we're going to have to pull up the spirit of unforgiveness and the spirit of bitterness, and now we've got to pull up rejection, and we are going to have to operate in the spirit of love. And we're going to have to operate in the spirit of forgiveness, and not only forgive those that trespass against us, but we also need to forgive ourselves. We need not to operate in the spirit of self-rejection. So that means we're going to have to knock the wall down. So get you a hammer and begin to knock that wall down so that we can bridge the gap, so that we can be united, so that we can walk in the spirit of unity and walk in the spirit of love. Love God without reservation. John 16 and 27. That means no strings attached, no hidden agenda. Love him with your whole heart and lean not into your own understanding. So don't try to figure it out. Just love him. Because we know that he supplies all our needs, okay? And we know that he can do the impossible above all that we could ever even ask or think, because he knows the way that we take. All right, so then we're going to pray to God in order to receive his comfort for healing of all past wounds. 2 Corinthians 1 and 4, and then John 14, verses 16 and 18. So, then Psalm 84 and 4 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. So our heart has to be changed. And the only way that we can change our heart is to take our heart and give our heart to the Lord and take on his. Then we are able to start to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. So John 6 and 37 says, all that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So we need to give up, trade in the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of bitterness, and the spirit of rejection. We need to pull those roots up. We need to identify them. We need to call them out, and we need to be honest. We need to pray. Okay, well, there may be those who don't know how to pray, or that's not your program. Okay, I got something for you too. Go seek some help. And you still can't get around that you still have to love. You can't get around that you still have to walk in forgiveness. And you still have to trust God. You have to trust the person that you are asking for help. And you need to kill the hurt that you have suffered so that we can walk in victory against all the odds. You still can recover. I know this to be true. We can recover. We take comfort in knowing that we are free from the spirit of rejection, and we do not have to be bound by the chains of child abuse, sexual abuse, depression, suicide, substance abuse. We no longer have to be bound by the issues of life. Take it one step at a time. It is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you got to be willing to take the first step. The first step is what? You should know this by now. The first step is to identify, be honest, and expose. You've got to actually say it. I need help. I can't do this by myself. And for those that are believers who have been masking, you've got to take the mask off. You've got to expose the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There are leaders that are walking in the spirit of rejection, the spirit of insecurity, and it comes out. You can hear it in the message. And they're always trying to make themselves or prove themselves is what I really want to say. You don't have to do that. We are not a perfect. We're not perfect in the flesh. We are not perfect in the flesh. But we serve a perfect God. And that's what counts. And it's all about the heart of the matter and where our heart lies. So I beseech you to open your heart to receive so that we can kill this root of rejection. Because we are not able, we cause ourselves to be stagnated. We won't be able to walk in the full purpose of what we were created for if we are still dragging and allowing roots to grow down. Because what comes up out of us are the manifestation of the hidden thing. Now it's exposed. If you expose it, you can kill it. And then you can walk in freedom. And you can walk in victory against those odds, those things that try to take you out. Because roots come and they choke the life right out of you. They choke your anointing. They choke your joy, your peace, your patience, your anointing, your prayer, your happiness, your joy, your gentleness, and your long suffering, your self-control. It chokes that out. So we need to be free from the betrayal and the shame of the abuse that we've suffered, those that were on drugs, and perhaps you didn't finish school, or you think you don't have enough education, whatever that situation is, we need to be free from, because what happens is those things that are hidden, they're still attached, and we hear it. We hear it. Isaiah 54, 4 through 6 says, "Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth." So whatever it is that you did when you were young, God has forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. "And shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore." Don't remember it. Don't hold on to it. Don't look back. What happened to Lot's wife when she looked back? Don't look back. It means death. "For the maker of thine husband, the Lord of hosts, is his name, and the Redeemer of the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou has refused," said thy God. Don't refuse the help. Don't refuse the helper. But embrace all that you can so that we can walk in victory, so that we don't have to be bound, so that we don't have to be chained, so that we don't have to be caged any longer. I say that almost every week because it is absolutely true. We are not able to walk in the fullness thereof when we still have these roots attached to us because of all that we have been through. And we don't have to settle for that. One of my good friends, Dr. Du, God bless him, has written an awesome book. And he is one of the most inspiring, and I think because he's a male, you know, hardly ever do males come forth to say that they have been abused. But Teddy Bear Stolen Innocence is an awesome book, and I encourage you to purchase that book, and I encourage you to read his testimony And my book is in the making. But I know for a fact that he is able, God is able, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever act or think. That means more than what your confined mind could ever even imagine, because we serve a God that's bigger than that. We serve the creator, the created one. We serve someone who is awesome. And for those that don't believe in Christ, you still are obligated to yourself to not walk in bitterness, because you will never be able to fulfill that which you were created for in its fullness, because you have walls and you have barriers in your life. And we don't want to mask anymore. We want to be free. Amen. I'm done. I thank you for tuning in. If anyone has any comment or want to add or have a question, please press 1. But coming in the studio, I'll open up the mic. You do not have to give your name if you don't want to. It's not about your name. It's about walking in freedom, walking in victory against all odds. The number is 818-572-2919. Again, that's 818-572-2919. If you got a question, a concern, you enjoyed the program, thank you, press 1 and come into the studio, and I'll give you space. I've got 6 good minutes, and then we can wrap this up. And if not, then I am going to close out, and let's see, announcement. We will be on the road really soon. We're going to, this is an election year, 2012, so we will be, we will go into the community, and we're going to get people registered to vote. I will give you more details as soon as they are available. But I want you to keep that in your hearing, that we are going into the community to register, to make sure everyone is able to vote. You don't want to leave anybody out. Your forefathers fought for you to have the right to vote. So we want to go into the community, and we want to get people to vote. Also, Labor Day is coming. I haven't gotten a yay and nay whether I'll be airing for Labor Day. If I am not, I will go ahead and say I hope that you rest. And if you are traveling, we bid you Godspeed. Again, let me give you information. I am looking for sponsors. The program is approaching 10,000 listeners. And as we approach 10,000 listeners, which will be sooner than later, I really thought I had time, but to God be the glory. Then I need sponsors. I need to get some things done, and I need to take victory to the next level. And so I've actually come to the part that I do not like to do, and that is solicit sponsors to help get victory to the next level, wherever it needs to go, to reach more people. All over the United States and in Africa, internationally, those who are listening and those who have been blessed. Also, I wanted to say this. If you have been blessed, I just want you to go to my website, www.oddsagainstyou. That's one long word, ODDSAGAINSTU. webs.com, and I want you to go out there. If you have a testimony, I want you to click on testimonies, and I want you to type out your testimony and post. You don't even have to use your name if you don't want to. And also, if you have a comment or a question, or if you are interested in sponsorship. Or if you desire that I come and speak to you, and a program for you, whether it be a women's program, whether we talk about women's issues, substance abuse, whether we talk about child abuse, whether we talk about sexual abuse, whether we talk about depression, suicide, doesn't matter what the topic is. I'm available. Send me an email. I will be more than happy to attend. I thank each and every one of you for listening this evening. Hope you have a wonderful evening, rest of the evening, and God bless you, love you. Thank you for tuning in this evening, and have a good evening. And we're going to close out. We're going to close out with one of my favorites. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, everyone.